This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Good risings, I'm Liz Earnshaw, and this is Hash It Out. Today's listener question is, Dear Liz, I'm wondering a couple things. Number one, should I stay in a relationship dating someone who has behavioral addictions? And is it possible to work through betrayal and regain trust when you've been cheated on? I just don't know how to trust my partner after they've lied to me. So, the first part of the question is, should you stay in a dating relationship with someone who has behavioral addictions? This is really complicated to answer because there are many different types of behavioral addictions, and I would say that many of us have some behavioral addictions. And so this is a very personal question with a very personal answer. I think the biggest thing to look at is, how is the behavior, how is the addiction or the compulsion related to the behavior impacting, number one, your ability to relate to each other, and then number two, your ability to relate to yourself. So is it making it so that the relationship is unhealthy? Is there a major imbalance because of it? Is it causing a lot of upset? Is it making it complex or impossible to actually communicate with each other? And then is it also making it so that you're not able to be good to yourself? You're not able to take care of yourself because of it. Because of the behaviors, are there outcomes that end up negatively impacting you, for example, financially or socially, or even, you know, physically? So paying attention to how they're impacting your ability to relate together, and then also your ability to relate to yourself. The second part of the question is asking if you can work through betrayal and gain trust again when you've been cheated on. And yes, absolutely. I've worked with hundreds of couples in my time as a couples therapist who have experienced a betrayal in their relationship. Sometimes it is sexual infidelity or emotional infidelity, or it could even be a betrayal that's financial. So there could have been gambling or something like that. And couples can work through betrayal and regain trust. It takes both people to do this, right? It takes the person who betrayed a huge commitment to be very forthcoming about what's happened, to work really hard to rebuild trust, and then to work very hard to change any behaviors that might have created that outcome in the first place. It also takes the other person. It takes a willingness from the other person to lean into something as a risk and to be open to trying it with their partner, and to also work really hard to be clear on what they need their partner to do so that their partner can be successful with them. In order to trust somebody after they've lied to you, number one, they're going to have to come clean, right? So we build trust when people are able to tell us the truth, and when we see them telling us the truth again and again and again. Also, when people have lied to us, they have to do trust building behaviors, which means that we often have to ask them to do some things to rebuild the trust. And this might be kind of maybe changing the way that they navigate life at the moment. So maybe they have to come home earlier from work. Maybe it is asking them to have conversations with you. Whatever it is, though, they're going to have to work on that. And then the next thing is, you're going to have to take the time to see if they make efforts to navigate whatever happened with themselves that caused the betrayal in the first place. So if they say something like, you know, the reason that I gambled all that money was because I was drinking a lot, then you're going to need to pay attention to, what are they doing to make sure that doesn't happen again? Are they making sure that they're paying attention to their drinking? Are they going to therapy? How are they working on themselves so that they are going to be able to show up in our relationship as a trustworthy person? So yes, of course, people can rebuild trust. You can learn to trust your partner again if they're willing to do the work and if you're willing to take that risk. And I can't answer whether or not you should date someone who has behavioral compulsions or addictions, but what I can say is that you need to reflect on how those things impact your ability to grow a relationship together and how they're impacting you as an individual. I'm Liz Earnshaw, the author of I Want This to Work. You can find me on Instagram at Liz Listens. Thank you so much for listening to Good Risings. We love to hear from you, so please take a moment to leave us a review. Until next time, love on your loved ones, and when that gets hard, tune in to me to learn how to hash it out.
Good Risings is presented by Cavalry Audio.